The Enlightenment. He stands on the very verge of non-existence. Shall he take the plunge? The courageous aspirant must not waver at this crucial moment. He must gather up all his force and draw the veil which conceals the face of Isis. A moment more, and he stands in the presence of the unknown God. He feels that he is now in the very center of his being, that he has shifted identity there. The ego no longer covers it over and it occupies his whole view. Rather, is it now transparent to the light radiating from this center? This transparency is peace. He touches the permanent, feels that his true self is part of eternity, and this other self is a foolish thing he is glad to be rid of. All metaphysical study and all mystical exercises are but preparations for this flash of reality across the sky of consciousness, which is here termed insight. The latter is therefore the most important experience which awaits a human being on this earth. This is the spiritual climax of one's life, this dramatic moment when consciousness comes to recognize and understand itself. He will abruptly find that it is not a mere mental abstraction, but something real. Not a dream, but the most concrete thing in his experience. Then, and then only, can he declare positively, "It is this," for he has found the overself. A feeling of lightness and freedom, of song-like well-being and perfect harmony, comes with this disidentification from the body. It is a single awakening that enlightens the man so that he never returns to ignorance again. He has awakened to his divine essence, his source in mind, as an all-day and everyday self-identification. It has come by itself effortlessly. To enter this strange state, a primeval yet delightful void, where the ego, the intellect, the emotional desires, and the body do not intrude, is to be born again.